I know it's tough for Columbus because especially last year in the bubble, beating the Maple Leafs, moving on. But clearly, they were out of the playoff picture this year. Are you surprised Toronto was a destination?
No, I'm not, actually, Roger. I heard it for the last couple of weeks. It makes a lot of sense. And you know, they need some of that character, some of that leadership. You can't have enough of that in the playoffs. Nick Foligno's a guy who had a 10-team list that he had submitted, and I think he's fired up to get to Toronto. So, yeah, we're disappointed in Columbus. The window is closed here. That means we're seeing great pieces like the leader, another captain to your roster, head to a good team that's looking to make it happen this year. So we wish him all the best. He's a great person, unbelievable person in our community, and just a guy that on the ice, you can't it's amazing what he's able to do and how he pulls guys along and how he's willing to do anything for the team. So I don't know where he'll fit in there, but you're getting a great person and really a playoff type player.
Well, that's well said, Jody, and we know him very well here. His time, of course, as a junior player, the family lineage as well. But, you know, you mentioned being a community member in Columbus and in the dressing room. And, Jody, you know, people look at the analytics, what you need, what you're adding. And I think especially a team like the Toronto Maple Leafs, Jody, and the same thing in Columbus, because they were the kind of team that, you know, there's certain intangibles, there's certain things that players bring to a team that I'm sorry you just can't put on an Excel spreadsheet. And there's a lot of positive stats about Foligno, don't get me wrong, but that extra something he brings both as a person and a player really means a lot for hockey clubs. You saw it firsthand last year in Columbus.
Yeah, you know what, I'm glad you brought that up, because I think a lot of teams over the last 5 or 6 years might have forgotten a bit of that. You know, everyone's talking about the speed of the game, how young the league is. Just hold it a little bit, because the value of a veteran player, a guy who's been through it a little bit, a guy who's played more than 10 playoff games or 100 National Hockey League games, a guy that is realizing that he's towards the end of his career and helps in every single way in the locker room. There's moments where most of your moments are spent in the dressing room, you know, and those all add up to how you compete and how you stick together on the ice. Nick Foligno, I would take him anywhere in the world and anything I had to do. He's the type of guy, you know, he'll be there for you and he can adjust in any situation. You know, he grew up as a leader here. First, when he got to see John Tortorella said, I'm not sure he's ready to take this. I need to revisit this and challenge Nick. And Nick changed his ways a little bit. He was almost too caring. You know, Bobrovsky was in a little bit of a slump. Nick Foligno was the guy who carried the weight of that. You know, he cares so much about everything, every individual. But the intangibles he has, yeah, they talk about people that are glue guys and guys that keep it together. It's just good character people who do the right thing, and that's Nick Foligno.
Nick Foligno is definitely that. Jody Shelley is with us from Fox in Columbus as the Blue Jackets make the move for trading Foligno to the Maple Leafs, and certainly a major acquisition for the Maple Leafs. So, Jody, you say the window is closed there. There's got to be then, I guess, a sense of profound disappointment in Columbus how things worked out. But moving forward, is he the kind of guy that you think would make his way back to Columbus? I know that's fresh right after a trade, but maybe talk about it, because, you know, it looked like the window was closing, but they made that miraculous rally a couple of seasons ago after being out of the playoffs, and then what they did in the bubble last year. And for it to, can you put your finger on maybe exactly what happened this year that led to this team slipping the way they did?
Well, I'll tell you, Raj, it was the center ice position was pretty stable before camp started. And then Pierre-Luc Dubois, a guy they drafted, you know what happened there. He ends up in Winnipeg. Blue Jackets end up with a winger and Patrick Laine. And then Mikko Koivu, who's in the last year of his career, is seeing kind of how the NHL is going to handle itself on the road. No dinners, no time with his teammates. That's not how he wants to play his last year. So he retires. So that's two good center icemen. And, you know, two guys that carry the play. You know, Dubois is a guy that really carried it up the middle. So they spent the last part of the season trying to patch that through. And credit John Tortorella. He made this team relevant the past few years, and especially this year, even till the last couple weeks. Injuries hit. Boone Jenner gets injured. Werenski's injured. And then they start moving the pieces. So the writing got to be on the wall, but it really started in training camp when Dubois needed out. It put the organization in kind of behind the eight ball, and just reeling. Every time it got tough, you always look to that center ice position, and it was weak. So to answer your other question, Nick Foligno maybe coming back, who knows? You know, there's a lot of people here that are optimistic about that. You know, it would be great if the contract would fit. I personally think he's going to get more value in an open market than they can give him here in Columbus, but we'll see how that works out.
Well, we'll see indeed. And the Leafs for now have themselves a pretty good player. So, you know, Jody, you look at the NHL at the trade deadline, and, you know, we were sitting here the last couple of days, and there had been the odd trickling move coming through. So, you know, there were a lot of us just sitting down, well, there's just too many complications this year with COVID and no fans in the stands or few fans in the stands, and NHL teams don't have the money and the border issue and all of the things going on. And yet sometimes a deal like this is enough to kickstart it, and everybody thinks, you know what, where there's a will, there is a way. And I'm sure that was the case in here with Columbus being like, you know what, we're done. We've got to get something back. And listen, any day and age, a first round draft pick is a first round draft pick, right?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, here in Columbus, there's been a lot of talk over the 20 years about the future and the draft picks. So it was nice the past 5 years to have a team that really you could get behind. And now this team is talking about draft picks, which can be packaged for players. It's going to be a fascinating offseason with some teams with internal caps having to move pieces that maybe, you know, they wouldn't be available to other markets just because situations that are arising. It's going to be fascinating. I'm actually intrigued by this trade deadline because you look at David Savard the other day. He goes to Tampa, and it seems like Tampa and Toronto, they're making the moves. You owe it to your locker room that have put themselves in this position to give them that sense of excitement. You know what I mean? I read the quotes out of Tampa, and it's pretty awesome that they did that because they're in the bubble all the way to the end last year. They won the Stanley Cup. Now they're getting ready to go back into some type of bubble. They're not sure, but now they're interested again. That excitement level is back. Toronto, you know, are they ready for the grind? Well, when you pick up a piece like this, like Foligno, a major piece, it brings that into that energy back in the locker room. It creates some competition, and it makes things a lot more exciting here down the stretch.
It certainly does, and we'll see about the rest of the league and how things shake down moving forward. So, I don't know. It's too early. The deal was only made recently. How do you think the dressing room, the organization, the coach of the team, who we all know very well, react to this departure? I got to think it's going to be a long last 12, 14 games, whatever's left for the Blue Jackets.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and they know that. One thing about John Tortorella, he's realistic. And he's been trying to make this work. He's been patient with Patrick Laine. He's been patient with Max Domi. These are two guys that want to be superstars who are trying to do it their way, but also trying to figure out the coach. It's going to be a long, yeah. I mean, last night they played against Chicago. They had a 2-0 lead, and then you could just sense the youthfulness of the team. They just kind of opened it up a little bit, and that's what you're going to see here. But it's an important time for Jarmo Kekäläinen and John Tortorella. I don't think Torch is going to be too strict with these guys. I think he's going to let them play a little bit and have some fun. But there's two or three things that he's going to try to make lasting impressions on. You know, with the Blue Jackets, you have to play a certain brand of hockey. And now Jarmo Kekäläinen is going to see what he's got. I mean, you got players that are going to play again tomorrow night against Patrick Kane, one of the best in the world. You know, the goaltenders. So all those situations, they're going to pile on minutes on guys, put them on shorthanded. No training camp this year, really. No exhibition games. This is not the off season, so this is a regular season game to kind of see or confirm what you think about this youth. So that's where they're at. They're honest. They're realistic. And this is part of the transition for the Blue Jackets. It's tough to see Foligno go. I will reiterate that. I mean, that's an emotional thing in the locker room, in the city, and for the coaches, I'm sure. But, you know, you kind of wish him, you do wish him all the best as he leaves. So that's, you have a genuine sense of appreciation for what he does, but you really wish him the best as he heads to Toronto.
Well, and he's the kind of guy, as Leaf fans will find out soon enough, who don't already know from his time and his lineage in Ontario, is that's the kind of player he is, and now they benefit from that with the locker room. So, Jody, you saw the Leafs up close and personal last year, of course, as they played the Blue Jackets in the bubble with the addition of Foligno. How's your handicap and skills as to how they do this time around the playoffs? Because with all the excitement in Toronto, well, we're having a player of this magnitude here, it's still a franchise that hasn't won a playoff series in 16 years.
Yeah. Okay, but I like it because Foligno has seen a lot of Washington and Boston and these teams in the East. He's also seen Tampa. He understands the challenge. He's a guy that he's got enough skill, but he works and he shows guys how to work before skill. And that might have been something that was missing from the Leafs last year when we saw them in the bubble. It seemed like they relied on the skill. There's no question they had a better lineup. But, you know, Foligno's a guy who likes to embrace that underdog role and show the way. So it's a nice acquisition. I mean, they've made a few there. Joe Thornton, it's hard to explain how valuable he is to that locker room. I was with Joe in San Jose, and I smile every time when I think of him with the Leafs and his parents and how proud they are of him and just that whole energy those guys have being around him in the locker room. It's special. And then Wayne Simmonds is another guy I know that, you know, you see Foligno fitting in with those guys, and there's something that all those guys bring, and you mentioned intangibles earlier. It's so valuable. So this really helps them in the character department. You know, Brendan Shanahan is a character person. He played a character game. More of that is what they needed, and I think they found some of that with these three acquisitions, especially Foligno.
They're certainly hoping that's indeed the case. Jody Shelley is a color analyst for Fox Sports Ohio, joining us to talk about it. Jody, really appreciate you jumping on the show and helping us out, giving us a Columbus perspective. Thank you so much. Stay safe and well.
All right, you too, Roger. Anytime, man. I appreciate it.
Hey,
have a good evening. Enjoy Nick Foligno.